from the NCHC.TV studios, this is College Hockey West Weekly, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue and 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. Stop in for lunch, cater your next event, or just buy a couple of bottles of our award-winning sauces. The NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV to watch the best in college hockey since 2013. The TAG Creative Group. Search TGRANRUD at redbubble.com and let us create a unique design for you or your business. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, where an iconic vacation awaits you at any of our destinations around the world. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly, with locations in Tempe and Pine Top. Order online at thespaghettishack.com. Liberty University, playing more, faith, education, and hockey at liberty.edu. College Hockey Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. Jets Pizza. Sign up for our Crunch Club at jetspizza.com and have special deals delivered to your inbox. And by the Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey West Weekly from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
All right, welcome in, hockey fans, to another Tuesday night, another episode of the College Hockey West Weekly podcast. Scott Strandy with you tonight, a little raspy, as I've been spending way too much time in the car with air conditioning blowing on me. Coming to you live tonight from the Land of Enchantment, the residence of, I don't know about residence. I guess some point he'd like to be a resident here, my co-host, who now has the palatial estate on Long Island, New York, but Albuquerque, New Mexico would be a home for Paul Hornstein, I think, in the retirement days. Paul, how are you?
First of all, who lives in the estate? What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you did.
Well,
no?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, let's clarify that then.
And actually, I did spend a year as a resident in the Land of Enchantment.
Okay, there we go. See, I thought I kind of had that going. I know you liked it here. I didn't know you spent a whole year here, but yeah.
Yeah, my first year at, when they kicked me out of ASU.
Okay. Which they finally did after a dozen years.
I was trying to hide. They found me.
They didn't have a hockey team then. Otherwise, you could have hid in the locker room or something.
I was trying. They said, get the heck out.
Right.
And yeah, the first year that after I graduated, I ended up with a job at Southern New Mexico.
Okay. Nice. Albuquerque. Beautiful. 65
oh,
degrees.
I loved
sunny.
I thought
great sunset.
I loved Albuquerque. There was not a lot of New Mexico that I didn't like, except maybe Santa Fe. And not because it wasn't pretty. It was beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It was just, phony. Snobby.
Well, let's not ruin the people that might be listening from Santa Fe, because the New Mexico Ice Wolves are here, by the way.
Love that.
They play right here, so best logo, I think, maybe in all of hockey. But anyway, that's that. I am on my way to St. Louis, 700 miles approximately into this journey. I'm told by my GPS 1,045 miles left to go tomorrow. Paul, that computes to 14 hours, 46 minutes, plus there's an hour time change. So that means nearly 16 hours.
It's not 16 hours.
What is it then?
No, it's not.
It's 14 hours and 46 minutes, but I'm going to lose an hour, so.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not spending 16 hours in the car.
It feels like it.
Well, it probably feel like 26.
I'm getting too old for this stuff, I'm telling you. But anyway.
You and Sergeant Hulka.
We're going to make it. We're going to get there and see some great ACHA action. And, I'll plug around and see if I can find some teams that want to jump to NCAA hockey soon.
That'd be nice.
I'll let you know what I find out. Anyway,
by the way, I've said it on this program before, so no one can accuse me of. I sent you a screenshot of a news story. as long as you're heading to St. Louis.
Yeah, meet me in St. Louis is the motto.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Yep. I don't know if you had a chance to see it though.
I did.
You did, and
the announcement has been approved. The arenas, three of them, have been approved.
Three sheets. Yeah, congratulations,
for the University of Arizona.
Congratulations
the
to. All right, give me a chance to say it so I don't draw this out and make myself
No, I
Ill.
Like you drawing it out. They make wear red, white, Ill. And blue. The Wild.
Congratulations to all those involved. Coach Berman, we love you. We don't like the school you work at, but, you know.
Well, no, hold on a minute now. Maybe you don't. I didn't say I didn't like their school.
I didn't say you did.
You said we don't like it.
Well, it meant the collective, you know, the royal we.
Anyway, and the women's program coming
listen,
along.
Listen, whoever you, listen, up. Stop. Whoever just, people just need to understand, you wave the pom-poms of whoever you talk to last.
Except for the Colorado College Tigers.
You're embarrassed.
I'm
stop.
Embedded with the Tigers.
Stop.
Love Chris May. I love what he does. Love Peter Menino, John Lidgett. Go down the list, man. I love all those guys.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has it on paper.
What do you have on paper?
What I have on paper? I will tell you what I have on paper.
Okay.
Hold on. I just got to get to it.
Oh, are you talking about Super 16 you're going to cheat on right now?
Cheat? Why would I cheat?
Are you going to cheat and give some of it out now?
Let's just say somebody had Colorado College in a certain spot before anybody else did.
Yeah. I know who that was.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, fair again, enough. I have paper.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. People still use paper, by the way, or
I do.
Okay.
Now, granted, I don't.
I've seen that notebook. And by the way, I saw this the other day, and I meant to ask this: does that Super 16 notebook have every week all together in one notebook,
one
tablet?
No.
Oh, because I thought it looked like they were peeled back. I'm like, I'm going to say you have
just
them all,
this year,
just like back to back to back. Oh, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, just this year, yeah.
Every year.
Actually, I think I do.
Nice.
I know I have 2022, the 22-23 season, so I definitely have the last 2 years. But I think that's all we've done is 2 years, right?
Too organized, you know that?
I just don't throw anything out.
Good.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, I assume you're talking about my being organized, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Information. I got all kinds of stuff going on around me. Now he's talking outside. I certainly hope it's not mine. Well, let me check that.
Well, do you want to open look out the window?
You can... No, it was not. There was a car horn going off, and apparently right next to my room, not my car, but the little sports car
that's
honking up the storms. Anyway, I did. little sports car parked next to me. Talking some hockey because we've got a lot to talk about tonight. The final regular season NCHC hockey. This weekend, Arizona.
Well,
State
I'm hoping to hear you better, to be honest.
Okay, well now you're coming through. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm sure it was the car horn, but
no, I'm just sitting here. So what? I didn't hear a word you said. I could just hear your signal beeping.
Yeah, like well, I saw yours too and didn't hear anything. So
okay.
But all I heard was NCHC, so I assume you want to talk about the last regular season weekend of that season, right?
Yeah, well, let's start with the Arizona State Sun Devils and the Independents. Let's find out where Arizona State's playing this weekend. The team with 23 wins is number 19 in the pairwise.
Going up to Anchorage, playing the Seawolves. You know, trying to increase the program record. I mean, that's what they're doing. You know, whether they, you know, even if they get one win, they will do that. It'll be a very, very interesting weekend just to see where the mindset is of the team as they go up there to play games. Theoretically, they're not mathematically eliminated, but I can't even imagine the combination of things on top of the two wins that have to happen for ASU to get that large.
What's their percentage, Paul? What's their percentage of getting in the tournament?
I don't know, but it's like 1 in 20,000 apparently.
Jeez,
still alive.
I realize that, but that you should be much more alive when you have 23 wins. Because how many other teams in the NCAA have 23 wins?
Not many.
Two or three.
Not a lot.
So you would be in the top five for sure. If wins mattered.
The Fighting Hawks have 23 wins. Denver has 23 plus. Wisconsin 23 plus. Quinnipiac 24 plus. And
five.
Then that's it. And then
so they would be in the top six.
Yeah, something along.
But wins don't matter. Wins don't matter. It's who you play that matters.
Well, you know, soft schedule. You know, they played Denver. They played CC. They played Providence. They played Cornell. They played apparently the ECAC is as tough as anybody because I don't hear anybody complaining about Cornell and Quinnipiac's quote weak schedule. So, team ties there. Dartmouth has got the number 4 seed in the first round bye in their playoffs. Am I giving it all away? Should I just wait?
Wait.
I don't know.
Anyway, Arizona State at Anchorage. What are you telling me? I thought they had the team record with 23 wins. I thought that.
Well, they're trying to. They could add to it.
Oh, add to it. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said they had to get a win or two more to have it. They're just trying to add to the team record because 23 is the most they've ever had. By the way, they had 22, I believe, the year that they went to the tournament.
I believe that's true.
Okay. Let's check it.
I would
so
have
apparently
to look,
their
to
schedule
honest,
was
but...
much more tough, was much more difficult than it was now. Anyway, okay, I'm done with that. So Arizona State at Anchorage, Fairbanks. Making a trip out east.
Well, you know, No. I believe Stonehill is going to them.
Oh, Stonehill's coming to them. Okay. Well, that's better. That's better.
I believe that that's the case. I believe they already.
I hate to see those guys have to go all the way across the country yet again. But anyway.
Yeah, no, they're at home for Stone because it's a Wednesday, Thursday series.
Okay, very nice. So are you talking tomorrow night and Thursday night?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Some action for Paul Hornstein.
Obviously.
Okay. Just checking. Anyway, Augustana playing the U.S. National Development Team.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. Teams play the. Why not? You know, it happens frequently, right? And that National Development Team is a good, quote, exhibition for teams to play. That's a talented team, you know, no matter who they're bringing in. And, you know, and you definitely get to see, you know, some the future high-end talent.
Yeah, and maybe you can recruit. You know, maybe you can recruit.
I didn't say that.
Anyway, you get a good look at some talented players. Let's just leave it at that. How about our friends on Long Island? Are they done for the year now? I believe they are.
I believe, yes, they are. Okay. They're done.
So great job by Brett Riley improving. Keep an eye on them. Next year they're going to be sneaky good, and they're going to surprise some teams. So congratulations to Brett, and it was great to have him on. I guess it was, so that was fun. Long Island will be preparing again another strong recruiting class to put on the ice and compete for nothing. Because apparently as an independent, you can't compete for anything. So, whatever. I'm done with that.
No, you're not, because that argument just keeps going on and on Twitter. So,
okay. You're not anyway. Lindenwood.
They've been there for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know, but they're in a mess at the moment because they announced, was it last week this time, Paul, roughly? Or
yeah, about
a week
like
ago?
Yeah.
When they announced that Coach Rick Zombo would not be returning. No further details were given. I reached out to the coach, told him I was disappointed to hear that. Really like Rick, really enjoy having him on the show. Thought he was building something pretty good, but it's more than just on the ice, apparently. And without knowing details, I don't want to go into it, but clearly he was doing a good job on the ice, so I can't imagine what the deal was. But whatever, Lindenwood will be looking for a new coach as they get prepared to host a regional NCAA tournament in just a few weeks. So, that's the story with Lindenwood as we speak.
Right.
Got through our independents. Now it's time to talk NCHC hockey. Paul, there is a big series for every one of our teams. North Dakota, Omaha, Denver, Colorado College. All four of them have huge games because they all mean something either for themselves or for the opponent they have against them.
Well, that's what it comes down to, right? Because the first round, the only matchup that's set is the first is North Dakota-Miami. But you know, North Dakota's playing at Omaha, and just about every game is going to affect playoff position in that league. So,
yeah, but before you get into that, let me just read the point standings. North Dakota clinched the Penrose Cup last weekend with 49 points, so they are untouchable. But Denver, second currently with 42.
Right.
St. Cloud, third with 40. Colorado College, fourth with 38. Omaha, fifth with 34. Western Michigan, sixth place with 31. UMD, seventh place with 23. And then, of course, Miami in the number eight spot with 7 points. So you are 100% correct. There can be juggling from everywhere from 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2 in the conference. And if we go back, Paul, to the start of the season, didn't we say that? That 2 through 7 could be a real mess.
Yeah, I thought that one would be Denver and not North Dakota. But I did say that 2 to 7 was going to be a huge, huge battle. And it may not be 2 through 7 for 2 through 7. But each of those spots has got a battle going on to climb as high as you possibly can. And
well, I think we can say the Bulldogs are going to be seven. They're not going anywhere.
Well, you could say it's a matter of who they play. Again, you could say
it. They only have 23 points. What can they do? They can only get 6 points. That would move them to 29 if they got, you know, 2 wins this weekend. That won't be enough to catch Western if Western gets swept even.
No, you're right. I don't know why. I don't know why they haven't put that in the bracket on one of the websites, but yeah. Duluth can only finish 7. So even 2 through 6 is so tight. Western Michigan can either finish 5th or 6th. Omaha could finish 5th, 4th, or maybe 3rd, depending on the tiebreaker with St. Cloud. So, I mean, you know.
But here's we have great matchups, but here's the one we're going to start with, the interesting one, because DU, Denver, and Colorado College, the Tigers, are going to play a home-and-home, as they always do to end the regular season. If I'm looking at this, if the Tigers sweep,
that's six points.
So 6 points would give them 44. If they sweep, they jump all the way to 2 or 3.
You're talking about Colorado College?
Yes. If they sweep, they would have 44 points. And obviously they're playing Denver, so they would jump Denver. And it would be up to St. Cloud to try to wrestle away the second seed. How important is that for CC? Or is it like, you know what, as long as we have home ice, we don't really give a rip?
I mean, that's the goal at the start of the season, right? Is get home ice in that first round.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're CC and you get a split, you secure home ice for the first round. And that's the first goal. Now, if you can manage to pull off a sweep of your arch rivals, that would put you at least in third place because you'd move ahead of Denver, depending on what St. Cloud does.
And Paul, who does St. Cloud have this weekend?
St. Cloud is playing your Bulldogs at Duluth.
That could be interesting.
And I don't, you would know far better than I would the mindset of the two teams when they play each other. I mean, I assume it's, you know, just an in-state rival thing somehow, some way.
An in-state rival thing somehow, some way. Huge rivalry.
Is the hatred there? I don't know.
Oh, it is. It is. Short of Minnesota Duluth playing Minnesota, which they do rarely now because one's in the NCHC, one's in the Big Ten.
That's not why.
But anyway, that rivalry.
That's not why.
Why is it not?
We know why.
What?
Until they tell me otherwise, I'm going to.
No, we do not know.
Until somebody tells me otherwise, I'm going to choose to believe what I want to believe.
Okay, go ahead. St. Cloud and Duluth is a huge rivalry because they're in the same conference in the same state, and they want supremacy for the state. You know, North Dakota's in North Dakota, Denver's in Colorado, CC's in Colorado, Omaha's in Nebraska, Western Michigan is in Michigan, Miami is in Ohio, but UMD and St. Cloud are the only two NCHC teams that reside in the state of Minnesota. And believe you me, there is a rivalry.
Well, and, you would know this. I would not.
Yeah, that's why. Because they want supremacy for the state of Minnesota. They want to say they're the big dogs. Pardon the pun on that one.
I don't.
But they're both dogs. Huskies and Bulldogs. So
yeah.
Anyway. But anyway, yeah, it's a huge rivalry, and I don't care where they are in the standings. They both want to win. They both want to beat the other team, so that is a rivalry. A lot like Denver and CC. They both want to be the supreme team in Colorado, and for years, it's been Denver dominating that.
Yes.
So how important is this one for Chris Mayotte and the psyche, if you will. They beat Denver last year in the Frozen Faceoff, as we know, but this one could put a little more jump in their step if they leapfrog Denver. Is it possible, Paul? Can they get a sweep?
Could they? Yes.
I know they could, but will they?
Hard for me to sit here and say somebody's going to sweep Denver.
Even now, not a home and home.
Well.
How about, again, was it hard for you to say that somebody would sweep North Dakota four games, two there and two in Colorado College?
No, well, again, and I will state this. All right. To me, and I've been saying this for a few months now, Colorado College has a big edge in that series in the most important position.
Now, the center spot?
Yes. I've seen people say that Matt Davis is this and playing better and recovering from injury, and that's fine. I'm not saying Matt Davis is not a good goalie. He's not the best goalie in the conference.
Who's that? Caden, the Sponge, and Barrico.
I don't know who that
is. Give him the Richter. Just give him the Richter now.
Man, go get. Do you need some extra hands for some more pom poms? Holy smokes!
I think I embarrassed him when we had him on the show because I was just a little over the top with him. But I love
you
the
way think.
I love the way that kid plays, and oh, I didn't ask him about his yellow Crocs or jumping a car in Garden of the Gods. Peter Menino gave that to
Where?
Me too late.
Where?
Garden of the Gods.
What?
Oh, come on, come on! You so did
I guess
a
I have
little
to look
bit.
This up?
You did a little geography of. Colorado in your life, right?
No, I've never been to Colorado.
It's a monument, I know, but you did a little research of it, correct? At
no.
some point when you
no.
were in school?
No.
You understand that Garden of the Gods is a premier spot in Colorado Springs anyway.
I don't.
Okay, well, you know. Chris
Matt like
doesn't live too
one.
Far from there, so, you know.
I'd like to find out one day, but still.
Okay, anyway. He's a great goaltender, and yeah, he's a difference maker. But I think the difference in this one, Paul, is not only going to be Caden, but it's going to be what can the Colorado College Tigers do to stifle the high flying offense that is the Denver Pioneers.
Well, the first thing they could do is stay out of the penalty box.
That would be number one, correct?
That's the first and most important thing that they can do. All right.
And when they're not in the penalty box and they're not shorthanded and they're on the power play, they might want to be extremely careful of one Jared Wright, because on the penalty kill, he's lethal. He's lethally quick, and he can do something with the puck when he gets it.
Again, you know, as we get to this time of the year, okay, we know the special teams are insanely important.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, you know, CC is still, in terms of power play, they're getting a little better than we kind of focused on this a few weeks ago. They were around 10%. They're up to 15% now, but that's not nearly enough.
No, they're not going to see those numbers rise enough now. It's too late in the year.
Well, I understand that, but my point is you're going to have to get a better power play than that.
Yes. Yep.
A, for these last two games. B, if you want to make some noise in the conference tournament. And if you want to make and that noise allowing you to get to the NCAA tournament. Pairwise.
just push my buttons.
I mean,
just keep
that's,
pushing my buttons.
You know, that's where, you know, you have a chance to, you know, nobody care. I mean, we care. right? That their power play was 15% for the year. Which, you know what? If you go to a 20% clip for the remaining, you know, the two games this weekend, and moving forward, and if you're Denver, and you can improve the way you play in your own zone. You could have a big time series this weekend. And you know, going forward again, you need to get in that playoff hockey mindset if you're the Pioneers. And I'm not 100% sure they've had that, even though they won a bunch of games now.
I think they've rounded into that. What they did in St. Cloud, I think, will tell you that they've shifted gears, so to speak.
Here's the only issue I have with that. Wins are wins or wins on the road. I don't care. The one team I don't want to play on Olympic ice is Denver.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's the CC Denver matchup. A couple other matchups I think that are worth talking about. Everybody says, well, North Dakota doesn't have anything to play for. They've already won the number one seed in the A4. They have not yet secured a number one seed in the pairwise for the NCAA tournament. They're hanging around that three spot, but they got to be careful because they don't want to slip to four or five. And all of a sudden, that five mark pops up at the end of the year, and you're a two seed. So they do have something to play for.
Yeah, no, I get it.
On the other hand, Omaha has got a ton to play for because Western Michigan, if I'm correct, is playing Miami this weekend. And if Western Michigan gets a sweep, that would be 37 points.
Right.
And that would put them ahead of Omaha into the number five spot. And then Omaha would slide to six. And obviously, you want to finish as high as you can. So Omaha wants to hold Western at bay, and they probably know there's a good chance that there's going to be a sweep from Western Michigan, especially after the frustrations they had last weekend. They will probably be looking to do some damage to Miami.
Well, and, you know, Miami's going to look to do damage to them too. You know, they're gonna want to be like, we struggled this year in league, but it's postseason and everybody's going to start at zero and, you know, no wins and no losses in 2 weeks. And this is our chance to change that narrative.
Safe to say nothing?
Well, it's not even that. It's you have no record at all.
Jeez, you know, somebody's horn is
no wins, no losses.
I don't know what's going on.
So
unbelievable. Anyway, so North Dakota, Miami are set. We don't know who Duluth will play, but they will play.
Yeah, I mean, they could play CC, they could play Denver, they could play St. Cloud. So.
On the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and puck save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at nchc.tv. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on nchc.tv.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations at 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie. Score.
Kale McCarr.
He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
Oh, my goodness.
CollegeHockeyInc.com and follow at College Hockey.
Coming to you from the NCHC.TV studios, ITHSW Podcast presents College Hockey West Weekly.
Indeed it is, College Hockey West Weekly. Scott Strandy with you tonight from the land of encampment, Albuquerque, New Mexico, on my way to St. Louis for the start of the ACHA National Tournament, and then roaming the Midwest off to Colorado to hopefully see two series, with CC hosting one and Denver hosting the other, and then on to the Frozen Faceoff, and then on to the Regionals, and then back to St. Paul for the Frozen Four. My co-host, as always, Paul Hornstein, joining me from the big, beautiful palatial state on Long Island, New York, where the weather forecast says it's going to rain, Paul.
Yeah, unfortunately. Mute. I'm not on mute.
Mr.
mute.
Hornstein. Well,
except
mute,
that, you know,
we can all hear you.
I'm not on mute.
Yes, you were.
Don't you see the... I'm not. Don't you see the little green circle?
Now it's blinking, but before it was muted. That's why I couldn't hear you. so anyway,
be some sort of delay then. I don't know.
Is it raining out there?
It was before.
State of New York. Ah, nice.
It was nice. Before.
All right. Well, so, you got sunburnt the other day, so that's it for a while. No more
top of my head anyway.
It
was
you.
Weird. Yeah.
Top of your head. So. You have more hair than. Well, anyway.
I just got a haircut.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it. Anyway, so Atlantic Hockey started their...
Right.
Double territory. One, because he got a home ice series to open their playoff season. So
right.
Let's start with their force. Well, do they have a real, what's the right word? Do they have a realistic chance of winning the Atlantic Hockey Tournament, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Because Luke Rowe told me the other night to write it down. They were winning it, and they were going to the NCAA Tournament. And by the way, he would be the Ontario.
Well, listen,
which is still ridiculous, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, let me see here. I have to look something. In the history of Atlantic hockey, no team has won the conference tournament more than the Air Force Falcons.
Ooh, nice tidbit.
Okay, Air Force has won it 7 times in 18 seasons. 7 times. RIT 3, AIC 3, Canisius, Holy Cross twice, Mercyhurst, and our buddies over there at Robert Morris have won the conference tournament once each.
I don't know if you caught this, but did you catch Frank yesterday on the show when he said, and we've been one goal away from the Frozen Four three times?
I did catch it. I don't know what years those were, but...
No, I didn't ask you that. I just want to know if you knew that. One goal away from the Frozen Four for the Air Force Falcons. It will be crazy by the Cadet Ice Arena this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure it was, as he said last night. As the Czar said last night, it's been a while since they have had a home playoff series. So,
you don't think he was a little bitter about the about the COVID season, because he said they were playing about as good as they could or have. Won their home first round home series, got to the hotel in Rochester. He remembers he remembers all of it when they suspended, the NCAA suspended play due to COVID, and it all ended right there. Frank's carrying that with him around a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe more than
Well, by the way. Yeah, well, by the way, the first time they were one goal away from the Frozen Four. That was a first round loss. I was just kind of looking it up. They lost to.
Well, will you do that? I think this would be really cool. How about if Air Force and Bemidji State both get to the tournament, the Frozen Four in Minneapolis?
Well, you know what I want.
Wouldn't that be excitement?
It'd be great. I would love to. Nice little round table action with both of them.
We had that last night. Do you really think we could put them both in one room?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be so down for that. By the way, the first time they were one goal away, they lost in double overtime to Vermont in 2009.
Okay.
So not only did they lose by one, were they one goal away, it was double overtime.
Yeah. I can bet he was tearing his hair out. I kind of remember it, but I don't remember the details of it.
Well, all you need to know is double overtime, right? I mean,
yep.
They don't play too many games in this tournament, if they make the NCAA tournament, where the game is that one-sided. They just don't.
So let me ask you this. Which team, which territory's got the better chance of getting to the NCAA tournament? We'll start with that. Bemidji State and Tom, or Air Force and Frank?
I don't know. Pretty solidly even. Both conferences are wide open in terms of the postseason. So,
and we know that neither conference will get a at-large bid.
Right. Pairwise. So you have teams that are going to play desperate.
It's literally one and done now.
They lost in 2017 to Harvard by one goal, by the way. Our buddy the Czar. And to your Bulldogs in 2018. I believe that's the year that your Bulldogs got in because of, like 0.001.
It could be.
Year, or was that
17 or 18? So. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well. Anyway. So.
Yeah. So. So anyway, both of them have huge series to keep their playoff and their seasons alive. I would not be a bit surprised, Paul, to see both of them to the tournament at least. Frozen Four probably a stretch, but would be exciting. That would be exciting to see Bemidji with Tom Ceratori and Air Force and Frank Ceratori in the Frozen Four in St. Paul, Minnesota. The entire city of Coleraine, Minnesota, would come down. The entire city. They might come down anyway.
The people that the people that run the entity with the four letters might not be that happy with that. Well, maybe they would. I don't know, because of the Air Force presence. But lordy, 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 Miss Claudie, would the people covering that Frozen Four love that?
Would they, though, or would they whining about how their team isn't there? Would the guys from out east even show up if those two teams were in?
Let's put it this way. If there's a chance that the Ceratori brothers can hold court and you don't want to be there for it, now whether you can make it there or not, it's a different story. But if they have a chance to hold court and you don't want to be there, then give your job to somebody who does, because that would be insanity.
What did you text me last night during Tom's show? That was it, just word for word?
Word for word.
Oh, I love it. We are so fortunate to have those two be able to come on the show. I absolutely love it. So that takes care of those two scenarios. What's your gut tell you, though? Do you really think that Air Force does have a shot at winning the whole thing, the Atlantic Hockey Tournament? They're the four seed, right?
They are. They are. Do they have a shot? Yeah, I think they do. But if they do it, they're likely going to have to do it going up to Rochester and playing at RIT.
Yeah, and RIT, as Frank said, on the Friday night they played up there in regular season, handed their head to them.
Yeah, so...
That won't happen again, though, I promise you that. They might not win, but they won't get their heads handed to them.
Well, listen, I mean... You heard what Frank said last night too, is Robert Morris basically gave them no odd man rushes.
Yeah. A
couple breakaways, but no odd man rushes. And they're gonna have to do that again if they're gonna win two out of three at RIT this weekend.
As long as we're talking about crazy scenarios, wouldn't it not be cool to see Frank and Derek Schooley match up again in the Atlantic Hockey Tournament? Is that possible? Could they?
Of course it's possible.
Okay. Just curious. I didn't know what the brackets looked like. I guess they could get there, but...
Well, at one way, well, they could, you know, theoretically.
Oh, that would be so fun.
You know, because you'd have to play eventually if they keep winning.
Yeah, true. So explain to everybody how Atlantic Hockey works. They're now into the best two out of three round, and then what happens for the semifinals? What happens then, Paul?
Quarterfinals, two out of three. Semifinals, two out of three. Okay. And a one-game do-or-die on campus of the top seed.
That's what I wanted you to say, the on-campus part, because that's new, right? They don't normally – didn't they used to go to a neutral site?
I think they used to go to Lake Placid.
Okay, so a neutral site.
Yeah.
And that was for, like, the semis and the final championship game.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so now it's all on campuses.
Correct.
Ooh, is that foreshadowing, Paul, towards the NCAA maybe going to, I don't know, first round?
That would be smart, so we know that's never going to happen.
Oh, okay, nice.
It's the NCAA.
Fair-wise. I think we'll just say that from now on. Goodness.
And somebody said to me, well, the formula works fine. No, it doesn't.
It does not work fine at all.
No, it doesn't.
It's not working fine.
Okay. The fact is, when they put it out there.
Serious people?
There were not five or six independent teams. So you've drawn in an automatic bias against those teams not in the league.
Okay, so I've got to find the Super Duper 16, as Chris Perry likes to call us, the Super Duper podcast network that we are. I don't know if you heard him say that yet or not, but
no, you know, I appreciate, you know, Chris giving us peons a little bit of pub, or at least. I, at least me as the peon. I mean, we all know who around here gets the rose petals thrown at their feet, and it's not me.
I don't think so.
It's not me.
Okay, here we go. Let's give the March 4th Super 16. Here we go. Boston College holds down number one, 27-5-1. BU, in Paul Hornstein's mind, has moved up to two at 22-8-2. North Dakota, number three, 24-8-2. And the Denver Pioneers at 23-8-3. Top four, Paul, how did BU get back up to two?
They were two last week.
Are you sure?
Oh, I can look.
You got the notebook in front of you. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, they were 1-2 last week.
Okay.
1-2 the week before.
Okay. So what you're saying is you don't even change them. You just...
it was BC, the Fighting Sioux Hawks, and then BU on February 12th.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm not totally crazy.
That was the weekend that CC got went to Grand Forks and won a couple of games.
Okay. 5-8, Michigan State, 22-9-3, Quinnipiac, 24-8-2.
Might have to change that, though, because of their soft schedule.
Yeah, maybe. Wisconsin, 25-9-2. And the
although it's
Colorado
not as soft as that.
College Tigers, 19-10-3. They're still waiting to get win number 20, I think, till I'm there. So, gosh, does that mean I have to go there to make sure they get number 20?
Probably.
No way. They're getting it done at least once this weekend.
I think we hit that delay again. And I think I need to stop. If I'm going to actually mute myself, I'm probably going to have use the mic instead of the app.
Arizona State, 1-3-7-6. Yeah, I said.
Assume you're done reading the 16. Yeah, I got to stop hitting that button because that seems to trigger this. I got to get out of that habit again. Now, as we sit here, right, and I guess we're having a little technical difficulty here. That might be...
See, I'm starting to have a problem with these teams that have double-digit losses and more than just 10. Like 12 and 13, that's too many for me. Maine is on the fence at 10. Western Michigan has 13 losses.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of splits.
Yeah, I hear you.
So teams don't move.
Okay. Well, whatever. I still can't see too many teams, being there with 13 losses. I just have a problem with that right now.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of problems too.
Okay, so here's my beefs. Western Michigan with 13 losses, Michigan with 13 losses, St. Cloud with 12 losses. You can't find any other teams that are better qualified than those three with 13, 13, and 12 losses?
Maybe next week I'll put in Dartmouth at 11-9-9.
Well, they have less than 13 losses. If you lose 13 times in the college hockey season, you're not very good. Let's just face it. You're not very good. Even if you played BC all those games and lost to BC 13 times, you're not very good. So try to win a few more games and lose a few less. And number 13 at 23-7-6 has one of the fewest loss numbers anywhere and one of the highest win numbers anywhere. And I don't want to hear about who they play. I don't want to hear that. But anyway... That's a Super 16.
Well, I call them as I see them. If I don't see them, I make them up. With all due apologies to George.
I love it. Anyway, we will see how close Paul Hornstein's 16 is when it comes down to crunch time and pairwise makes their decision.
Yeah, well, I'm not that close.
Yeah. Well, you're realistic. They, my friends, are not. Okay, since we're playing around here and can't seem to get you connected, go ahead and do the read over the phone.
All right. Well, from NCHC.TV Studios, this is College Hockey West Weekly, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue in Las Vegas, the best of barbecue Las Vegas style. Go to JesseRaysBarbecue.com to order lunch, cater an event, or pick up a few bottles of our award-winning sauces. The NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV and catch all of the action from the toughest conference of college hockey. The Tag Creative Group. Search T Grand Rudd on Redbubble.com and have us create that unique design for your business or gift-giving needs. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly with three locations, two in Tempe, one in Pine Top at SpaghettiShack.com. Worldwide. It's where the action is. Company of Ice Time Hockey West. Liberty University, hockey education and faith with equal passion. Liberty.edu. College Hockey Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. College Hockey West Weekly and all of the Ice Time Hockey West.com podcasts are live on the Podbean. upload this fine podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the shows at ITHSW Podcast, all one word. That's ITHSW Podcast, all one word, on your favorite podcast platform. TimeHockeyBets.com.
Very well done. I know we have more than 900 podcasts. So if you want to download all 900 and binge listen, you got to have 900 plus hours. Nice. Nobody's got 900. Not even all right. We'll smack little Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, De Niro. Paul, thanks for hanging in there under tough circumstances. And we will be very soon. This will be a fun weekend. He made one of the best, most enjoyable. And we'll see y'all out on Sunday night on College Hockey West Live. Good night, everybody.